The University of Idaho is set to open its new law center at the renovated old Ada County Courthouse later this summer, but university officials want to cover up a controversial mural depicting the hanging of a Native American by white settlers. Historians, though, don't want that to happen. Frankie Barnhill has more.
The mural in question is not unique. There's even one at City Hall in the fictional town of Pawnee, Indiana, where the NBC show Parks and Rec spoofed a similar display said to show a Native American chief about to be executed by U.S. soldiers.
This is called the Trial of Chief Wamapo. It was painted in 1936. I am always amazed at his quiet dignity right before he's killed by a cannonball.
Light pop culture references aside, Boise State University history professor Todd Shallett says the murals are offensive. Shallett says many of them were painted and displayed in public institutions as part of the New Deal, oftentimes depicting stereotypical and offensive images about racial minorities. But the historian says they're still an important part of Idaho history.
There's all kinds of hangings that were legal in Idaho that were ordered by the courts. Even if it was vigilante justice, that's still part of our legal history, in the same way as they can't understand Jim Crow without realizing that it was enforced by lynching.
Shallett thinks the paintings should remain on display, but with signs nearby to help viewers interpret them with the proper historical context. The state's leading preservation group has also asked the U of I not to hide the mural. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.